Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mir from Mir Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mir Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them hatchets. And always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchet student athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
All right, it's time for Hatchet State Wrestling here on WJJQ. Hunter Baumgard with you from Tomahawk. Tony Derleth there at the Kohl Center in Madison as we get you set for Mason Evans wrestling at 160 against Elijah Shevchek of Denmark, who is 31-5 on the season, a senior. Mason Evans of Tomahawk, the junior, 40-5 on the season. Elijah had a bye into today. Mason Evans getting the 7-6 win over Ryan Rutho of Luxembourg Casco last night, and that sets up today. And Tony, we are just about set for action.
The wrestlers are taking the mat right now. Mason will be the away wrestler in the red, Shevchek in the green. And we're strapping them up right now and getting ready for some wrestling action.
State wrestling, here we go. Mason Evans and Elijah Shevchek, here we go.
And there's the whistle. Right off the bat, Evans is in on head pressure. Shevchek trying to bail away. Similar to the same strategy as he had last week. He's letting Mason control the tempo. Evans is marching him towards the edge of the mat and backing up. Shevchek with a quick shuck down, and he's going to give him the takedown. Evans' knee touched for a half a second as they went out of bounds. Probably a little bit of a quick call on that one, but Evans trailing 2-0 with just 1:39 into this first period. So starting back in the center of the mat, Evans with a quick stand-up. He was unable to get away from Shevchek last week. Shevchek, an excellent rider, leg rider, and that's what he's trying to do right now. He's got a leg in on Evans near the edge of the mat. Evans got to just crawl out at this point and get maybe a restart from the center. Pretty hard to stop him, and off the mat they go. So only a minute 20 in, Evans trailing 2-0. Shevchek, an excellent rider. This time he's going to switch sides. Wise choice by Shevchek, so he's going to start from the other side this time. Evans does a switch, blocked by Shevchek. Shevchek traps the arm, brings it back to the mat. He's going to try to put that leg back in. He's got the leg in on Evans. Evans is stretched out on the bottom. He's going to have to work up here. Definitely a great rider in Shevchek. Evans, very good on the bottom, has not been held to the mat all year by one wrestler. So the only one that to do it is the one he's wrestling right now. So he's got a leg in near the edge of the mat. Still too far away to try to crawl off. Evans got to work to get that leg back. He's got his leg back. Shevchek puts in a arm bar now. Evans able to block so far. He's running his hips out. Shevchek switching over now to a half Nelson. Back to the armbar on the other side. And got a little bit potentially dangerous. So they're going to stop this with 30 seconds left in the period. And restart in the center of the mat. Brought Evans' shoulder up a little bit too high. Looks like his left shoulder. Evans with an attempted stand-up. Brought back down. Going to try to hit a switch from that. He's got the leg. Leg comes in. Evans catches it. He's going to bend that back. Oh, and the official stops it. What a great move by Evans. He was pulling the knee back, putting pressure on the knee and coming around. I understand, you know, potentially dangerous. You don't want any kids getting hurt, but he had a chance right there. Evans tries a Granby roll, blocked this time, followed by Shevchek. Shevchek goes to put the leg in. Evans catches it. He's going to come out the back door with this, and he does. So quick reversal for Mason Evans with 10 seconds remaining in this first period, tying it up 2-2. And I believe this is how it's going to end. This first period is going to end 2-2.
You know, last night, Tony, as that first period ends, 2-2, Elijah Cefcek of Denmark and Mason Evans of Tomahawk. 4-1, he was down, Mason Evans, after the first period last night.
So Cefcek won the toss. He chose to defer. Evans is going to go back down. He was able to get that reversal at the end, but Cefcek, what a great rider. I'm surprised that Evans didn't go to his feet. Evans with a short sit. Comes out. Cefcek tries to snap him down. Evans has got hand control. He's going to come up with it and get his one. So great move by Aaron Evans, or Mason Evans, as he gets the escape. So Evans now leading 3-2. Both wrestlers on their feet with 1 minute, 42 seconds left here in this second period. Evans with a head and arm tie right now. Putting pressure on the head. Switches to the wrist. So he's got wrist and head it now. And both wrestlers break away. Near the edge of the mat, Cefcek again likes to play that edge. Again, Cefcek last time used an arm drag to a duck under to get the takedown. This time he shoots in on Evans. That's the first shot I've seen him take in the two matches. Evans catches it with a front headlock. He's got him locked tight, but close to the edge of the mat. I don't think Evans can score here unless he drags him back on, and off the mat they go. So 1 minute, 8 seconds remaining. Mason Evans leading 3-2 in the second period. Back to the center of the mat. Another shot by Cefcek. Evans blocks. He's got an underhook on the one side, shoving the head down with his other. Back to their feet, off their knees. Evans with the underhook in the wrist right now. Again, Cefcek backing up, using that the whole mat, trying to get as close as he can to the edge just in case. Evans with still the same underhook. He's going to break away. Mason's going to have to shoot at this point. He shoots in now. He's a little bit too far away. He's got the leg. Oh, and the official blows it out of bounds. So back to the center of the mat with 38 seconds left here in the second period. Evans leading 3-2.
Another close one.
Yeah, they're going to be that way today. And there's a head throw attempt by Cefcek. Evans way too strong for that. Just pushes it off and breaks away. So both wrestlers back on their feet. Cefcek again backing up. I don't know if he's going to try to shot from that position, but he's trying to snap Evans down now. Evans just chasing, constantly chasing. Back to the center of the mat they go. 10 seconds remaining here in the second period. There's another head throw attempt. Evans in at a single leg. He's got it. That's going to be a quick 2 points with 4 seconds remaining. A huge move at the end of the period. So Evans now leading 5-2 at the end of two. It'll be Cefcek's choice to start the third.
And, you know, he got 2 points at the end of that first period, too, and carried some momentum into the second. See if he can carry momentum from the second to the third now as well.
Cefcek starting down quickly to his feet. Evans leading now 5-2 here in this third period. Evans brings him back down. Cefcek right to his feet and back out. So there's a quick point for Cefcek, now trailing by just 2 points to Evans. So a takedown would tie it up. Evans right now, he's got to get an inside tie. Again, he's chasing across the mat. Cefcek trying to set up that shot. So he gets Evans to step in, and then he takes his shot, and there he just does. Evans with a front headlock blocking right now. He's got to get off his knees, get to his feet. Got that front headlock in tight. Cefcek with another attempted shot. Evans blocks this one as well. So Evans with an underhook coming up from his knees to his feet. Again, Cefcek backing up towards the edge of the mat. Evans is in good position here. Should not push at this point. Cefcek tries to get underneath. Evans goes around. Just off the mat. So just missing that 2 point takedown as they go off the mat. So 1 minute, 12 seconds remaining here in this third period. Evans leading by two. Again with the underhook with the right arm. Cefcek's got a hand on the head. Evans with an inside tie now. Cefcek backing up again. He's trying to bait Evans into taking that one step, that big step that Cefcek can take that shot. But he does continue to back up. Evans continue to chase. I'm surprised that he hasn't been called for stalling yet. Both wrestlers go off the mat. We've got 46 seconds left. Mason Evans leading 5-3. Again, first step off the whistle. Cefcek backing up again. Evans comes in. He's got an underhook on the right side. Trying to get him to step. Now right in the center of the mat. Both wrestlers. Cefcek backing out of the center a little bit. Comes back in. Tries to lock up a head throw. Now Evans backing up near the edge of the mat. Cefcek goes for the head throw. Evans too strong, blocks it. Cefcek steps in again, tries to hook the leg. Evans blocks again. 18 seconds remaining here in this third period. Evans leading by two.
Coming
near
down
the edge
to
of the
it.
Mat again. Yep, 10 seconds remaining. Evans circling now. All he's got to do is block. And he does. He takes a shot. There's a warning stalling call on Evans, which is fine. And Evans gets, no, he runs out of time. That's it. 5-3 victory for Mason Evans over Shevchek from Denmark. And Mason Evans is moving on. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. 5-3 the final.
5-3 the final. Evans had a took him down with a throw with a half a second remaining, and they didn't give it to him. And blood everywhere. It looks like Evans' nose just exploded.
Oh, boy. Well, that's quite an ending there. Mason Evans gets the win 5-3 over Elijah Shevchek, and Evans is moving on to the semifinals, Tony.
He is, and he's got a really good draw. I think we might see Evans moving on in the next round. This is going to be a great comeback win for Mason Evans to build on for the rest of this year and into next.
Yeah, he was down 2-0, then was 2-2, and then never looked back, really. Went up 5-2.
No, and what a great scene. Both of his parents just went down, got to the edge of the mat in the crowd, and he came up and gave his folks a big high five and a hug. So congratulations to Mason Evans.
No doubt about it. We'll come back and recap more. Mason Evans moving on to the semifinals with a 5-3 win over Elijah Shevchek of Denmark. Mason Evans is moving on in the WIA State Tournament with another win. He got the 7-6 win last night, now gets the 5-3 win today over Elijah Shevchek of Denmark. He's moving on to the semifinals to wrestle tonight after 7 o'clock. Looking forward to that. We'll have coverage here on WJJQ. We'll continue to recap the match after this with Tony from Madison on WJJQ.
Dr. Mike, Dr. Dewey, and their team are cheering on the dedicated Hatchet athletes. Riley Family Dental is proud to sponsor Hatchet VIP Sports and is committed to bringing you the best in dental health care. Riley Family Dental is conveniently located next to the Tomahawk School Complex at 1018 East Kings Road. For your family dental needs, contact them at 453-7071, 453-7071. New patients are always welcome. Go Hatchets from your fans at Riley Family Dental.
Before or after the game, why not stop by at McDonald's in Tomahawk and Merrill? Try the new crispy chicken sandwiches. Take a bite, you'll find out what crispy, juicy, tender means. Whether it's a crispy, spicy, or deluxe, there's a new sandwich for everyone. McDonald's is looking to hire full and part-time employees. Flexible hours on various shifts. Apply in person at McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill, an equal opportunity employer.
Tomahawk Hatchet State Wrestling continues here on WJJQ as Mason Evans is moving on to the semifinal. And Mason Evans will face Eddie Sims of Amory coming up Amory tonight. Let's see. After 7 o'clock, Tony Derlith joining us here from the Kohl Center in Madison. And Tony, another close one, and but super exciting that Mason Evans is moving on.
Absolutely. And we couldn't ask for a better draw. Not that Sims is an easy match. None of these matches are going to be easy. but we're on the opposite side of Skulls, returning state champ. And Evans had the dream of meeting him and beating him in the state finals, and so we got to get one more match to make that come true.
Absolutely, and Sims getting the win 7-0 earlier today, and Evans getting the 5-3 victory. Our next match coming up here in about 15 minutes is going to be Marcus Maddie, Tony, and Maddie is going to be facing Devian Ross of New London here at 220.
And just like Evans, this was someone that beat him in the sectional, but just like Evans, I can see Tom Locke coming out on top and Marcus heading on to the next round.
Marcus Maddie 44-3 on the season, Devian Ross 37-8. So we will take another quick break here, and in about 10-15 minutes, whenever Marcus Maddie hits the mat, you'll hear it here on WJJQ. Tony, another exciting one, and Hatchets are 3-0 so far at state.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it over here.
No doubt about it. We'll check in with you in here in just a few, Tony.
All right. Thanks, Hunter.
That is Tony Derleth from the Cole Center in Madison here this afternoon. Marcus Maddie going to be wrestling in about, like I mentioned, about 10-15 minutes, and we'll have it here on WJJQ as our Hatchet State wrestling coverage continues.
Athletes involved in high school sports score memories that will last a lifetime. John J. Schuette Construction would like to wish the Hatchet student-athletes the best of luck. If you're looking to create your own memories in a new home or by adding a pond, food plot, boulder retaining walls, or a new driveway, contact John J. Schuette Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Go Hatchets! From John J. Schuette Construction of Tomahawk.
Hometown Chiropractic Centers offer professional chiropractic care from children to seniors. Dr. Kelly Embry and Dr. Zoe Moore serve patients from the Tomahawk office, while Dr. Grace Nash serves patients in the Rhinelander office. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit in Tomahawk at 453-5365, in Rhinelander 365-1200, online tomahawkhometownchiro.com. Hometown Chiropractic Centers of Tomahawk and Rhinelander, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchets.
12:53 at WJJQ. Mason Evans moving on in the WIA State Wrestling Tournament at the Cole Center in Madison. He will face Eddie Sims coming up tonight just after 7 o'clock. We'll have coverage here on WJJQ. The next one, Marcus Maddie, is going to be wrestling here in about 10-15 minutes at the weight class of 220. He'll face Devian Ross of New London. We'll have coverage of that when he hits the mat. Down there for Tomahawk. Mason Evans already getting a win earlier today, 5-3, so he moves on to the semifinals tonight. Marcus Maddie trying to do the same at the weight class of 220. And joining us from the Cole Center in Madison, who will bring us all the action, is Tony Derleth. And Tony, Marcus going to be facing Devian Ross of New London, who is 37-8 on the season.
Yep, another rematch for the Hatchets here, and we've got that coming to you in about a minute and a half left in the match that's going on right now. Maddie is on deck. So he will be coming up on mat one right after the close of this match.
Sounds good. And Marcus Maddie, 44-3 on the season. He's had an exceptional season, obviously. Got a 5-3 win over LaShawn Wesley Carter of Martin Luther last night. Marcus Maddie's been impressive all year long.
He really has. And if you look at some of the matchups that the coaches have gotten him, they've bumped him to heavyweight. They've cut him to 95. They have not run from anybody in the state of Wisconsin. In fact, just the opposite. Anytime they went to a tournament, they put him in the weight class with the toughest wrestler they could find. So he is battle-tested. He's got a win here already. All good things for Marcus Maddie.
Fantastic, and we're looking forward to seeing him wrestle here in just a minute or so. Marcus Maddie and Devian Ross will wrestle here. And again, it's a matter of if Marcus Maddie wins, he'll wrestle tonight. If he loses, he'll wrestle this afternoon. And so obviously Marcus Maddie eyeing that win up, just like Mason Evans, and Mason Evans an impressive performance earlier today at 160. Nearing the action here on WJJQ State Wrestling, Tony Derleth there at the Cole Center in Madison, as the match probably about ending now, Tony, that other one.
It just finished right now, so we see Marcus heading towards the edge of the mat. He's pulling off the warm-ups and getting ready to roll.
Here we go. Another state wrestling match here for you on WJJQ. Had Mason Evans earlier, got the 5-3 win, and we will see what Marcus Maddie does here against Deviat Ross of New London, who comes in 37-8 on the season. He's a junior. Marcus Maddie of Tomahawk, 44-3 on the season. He is a senior, got the 5-3 win over LaShawn Leslie Carter last night. Deviat Ross did not wrestle last night. He had a bye.
And both wrestlers are strapping on the colors right now, and we're just about to get underway. And there's the handshake and the whistle, so here we go. Ross, again, he's a very physical, very strong wrestler. He's a little bit funky. He likes to throw. He likes to toss a little bit. Again, with head pressure right off the bat, really trying to work Marcus. Marcus has got to get underneath. Quick arm drag attempt by Marcus. Does not drop down to the knee to take the shot with it. Elbow pass, followed in. There's a shot by Marcus, blocked by Devin Ross, and just absolute pure muscle. Just picked Marcus right back up to his feet, stopping that shot. They're both near the center of the mat now, head and arm tie. Marcus has got to get back to that shot. Don't give up on it after one attempt. So Devin Ross just right now trying to get inside, putting a lot of pressure on Marcus's head. He came up with a couple throws in their first match, just raw power without using much for a talent or skill at that point, just pure power. Both wrestlers in the middle of the mat. Ross fakes a shot. Maddie's able to block. So we need a little bit more action out of Marcus. He needs to take a shot at this point. Break away, get that shot in. There's a shot by Ross, blocked by Maddie. Back to their feet, center of the mat. Head and wrist tie right now. Both wrestlers really pushing. Marcus attempts a shot here, gets blocked. Again, both wrestlers just kind of right now trying to get that inside tie, working towards the middle of the mat. Just 30 seconds left here in this first period. No points. Maddie's got a head and wrist, and Ross pulls the headgear right off of Maddie. So we're going to take a quick break to get him his headgear back on with 24 seconds left. They're going to start back in the center. Still 0-0 here in this first period.
Marcus Maddie facing Devian Ross of New London, who is 37-8 on the season, a junior. Marcus Maddie 44-3, a senior.
And there's a whistle, so we've got about 20 seconds left. Maddie tries a quick elbow pass, doesn't take the shot with it. Ross frustrated him, comes barreling back in, right back on the head of Maddie. Maddie in deep on a single leg, I don't know if he's got enough time. He does! Gets a two-point takedown with just 4 seconds remaining in the period. And that's going to bring the first period to a close. Marcus Maddie leading 2-0 with a late takedown.
And that's exactly kind of what Mason Evans did earlier, was that late in the period, get a couple of points.
You know, a lot of guys will start to relax with that last 5-10 seconds left. And coaches preached that for years. Coach Skubal brought it up a million years ago. Yeah, coach, you're that old. Marcus Maddie's going to start down here. Devin Ross on the right-hand side. Quick switch by Maddie. He's got two-point reversal. So now leading 4-0, Ross himself with another switch. No points yet. He does not have control yet, but there he comes up with it. So bringing the match to 4-2 in Maddie's favor. Maddie with a quick roll. He's going to try to get him on his back. Nope. Denied. So Ross still in control. Has Maddie broken down in the middle of the mat. Marcus Maddie leading 4-2 with a minute 30 here. Beautiful switch to start the period. Maddie up to his base. Ross with a meat grinder. He's able to bring him back down to the mat. Now he's got an arm bar in on Maddie. Does not have the wrist. Now he has the wrist with it. This could be trouble. Maddie's got to run his hips out and try to get his base back. So he's got a half Nelson in on the other side and an arm bar on the opposite. He's trying to get Maddie to turn. Maddie's able to get to his base. Now Maddie's going to explode from this point. He's got his base. He's got to clear his arms. He's to his feet. And there he is. So he gets the escape here. Maddie leading now 5-2 with 55 seconds left here in the second period. Ross in deep on a single leg. Gets Maddie to the mat. He's got Maddie turning to his back. Maybe back points coming here. And they are. So Maddie's going to have to battle here. Now trailing. Well, not quite yet. It's 5-4 Maddie's favor, but back points coming. So you're going to have a 5-7. There's 32 seconds left. Long time for Maddie to fight off his back. He's got to come around here. And there's the slap of the mat. So Marcus Maddie falling here in the second period with 28 seconds remaining on a beautiful move by Ross. He shot in, came up with the half as he brought him down, and put Maddie right to his back. So that's going to end it here in the second period with a 3-minute and 32-second pin for Ross.
And Marcus Matty there, you know, had that quick lead, then was up, 2-0, then 4-2. But just sounds like one move kind of did him in there a little bit.
It really was. Matty got the escape, got to his feet, and he was still standing up when he gave him the point and a quick shot in and to a single leg. Then he brought him in the air with it and put the half in as he was coming down. So a very quick move, a good move, and that's going to put Matty into the consolation round.
He will be. So he'll be wrestling again later this afternoon after 2:45, probably more like 4 o'clock or so is when he'll be wrestling here this afternoon, or maybe even later than that. So we will keep you posted. But Marcus Matty falls with a second period pin here at 2:20 of the weight class, and De'Evion Ross gets the win, Tony.
He does. So Marcus, I think you hit it on the head. It's probably going to be closer to that 4 o'clock time before he goes again, being the heavier weights.
Sounds good. So Mason Evans is going to be competing later tonight as he won his match 5-3. Marcus Matty falls in the second period via pin. He'll be wrestling this afternoon. So you've got two more matches here on WJJQ for the rest of this afternoon and evening. And Tony, we will continue to check in with you later this afternoon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Hunter.